I'm Philip Sample, PhD teacher in care. Today's date is 06/07/2025. Dictation is for Elias Ortega. Ortega spells O-R-T-E-G-A. Elias spells E-L-I-A-S. Date of birth is 03/16/1971. This is a 54-year-old gentleman. Here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Elias has a history of hypertension. Hypercholesterolemia, a vitamin D deficiency. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills? He stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient report painful urination. He said that his spouse gets recurrent yeast infections and thinks he may be having something similar right now, period. He said all he has is painful urination, period. Next paragraph. Patient denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies abdominal pain. Reports some swelling in his lower extremities, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98%. At room air, blood pressure is 168/108. Open parenthesis. Patient said he did not take his medication today. Close parenthesis. Pulse is 65. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal, as far as full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, as far as respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, as far as cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no cyanosis, period, he has 1 plus peripheral edema. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and 3 cranial nerves, 2 tens normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left ventricular hypertrophy. Open parentheses, ejection fraction 58%, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is peripheral edema. Assessment number 3 is dysuria. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is vitamin D deficiency. Number 5 is medication refill period. Next paragraph, labs are drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4, cholesterol, CMP. Next paragraph, and clinically we did a urine analysis. Urine shows negative glucose, negative bilirubin, negative ketones. Specific gravity is 1.030. Blood is negative. pH is 7.0. Protein is 13:30. Nitrite negative. Leukocyte esterase negative. Next paragraph. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication. Trestor. Please include hypercholesterolemia in his diagnosis period. Next medication, losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. Patient was educated about his blood pressure and findings on ultrasound, namely enlarged left ventricular hypertrophy, and he was educated that left ventricular hypertrophy may be a direct result of poor blood pressure control. He says he understands and will take his medication exactly as prescribed and will start some lifestyle changes, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done to assess patient's peripheral edema. And his persistent hypertension. Ultrasound revealed left ventricular hypertrophy. Echo reveals EF at 58%. All other organ systems were normal. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.